Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's program, my friends, and may ye be awesomely blessed by what you hear. Amen. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. By now you should know there is always a need for support to keep this program on the air, and I really detest having to say it so much. So let's get on with tonight's last day's end times quick Bible study, King James Version. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Them? Who is them? Why, it's himself, herself, themselves, you and me. That's who them are. The important word here is not them, but is teaching, the meaning of which is to hold discourse with others in order to instruct them. Instruct them about what? Well, all things whatsoever Yahweh has commanded, unto the ends of the earth. No, unto the ends of the world. That's what it is. When it is over, finished, done. When Jesus hung on the cross, just as Christ breathed his last breath as a man, Jesus said, "It is finished." And that was the end of Christ's life in the flesh. After that, Jesus became spirit, as every saint who is saved and part of Jesus' flock will become one day spirit. We will also end our fleshly lives, and that's the true truth, just like Jesus did. As I talk to you over this microphone, the end of the world is drawing near. The dead in Christ will rise, and we that remain will follow, meeting Yahweh in the air. Amen. Thus will come the end of this world as we know it. The King of Kings will put down Satan, and all sin will be finished. The battle will be over, and the lion will lay down with the lamb. Hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord, glory to God. And anything else you can think of, folks, because I cannot wait. I pray you feel the same. Hallelujah. Let's observe all things together tonight as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:7.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, does not my word say that he that overcometh to the end shall be saved? Are you keeping on keeping on? Are you reading my word? Are you doing the best that you can to be the best that you can? For I have called you and anointed you, says God. I have called you for a time and a purpose such as this. You have come unto me, and I will meet you in that place of fellowship, says the Lord.
The Lord would say, Be as one who crushes the enemy below your feet, saith the Lord. Be not one who is slack concerning the promises of God. But I say unto you, as you would move forward, trusting me, therefore the enemy will stay under your feet. Look not back, but only continue to look forward. And in that I will strengthen your faith, saith the Lord.
My, my, my. It is the time to get right and get ready, is it not? Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. On this program, you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord? Watchman comment. My, 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 here we are in the New Testament, and this verse is quoting Yahweh as he quotes the Old Testament. The law, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. But the sad thing is, Yahweh follows that with, and yet, for all that, will they not hear me, saith the Lord? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be justified. My friends, the law was not thrown out by Christ's death on the cross. It was just overcome by Christ's act of submission to the Father's will. Amen. So just live in submission to God's holy word, and you will hearken unto the teachings of this God-ordained and called watchman. Hear Yahweh's voice through me and through his word. The Logos is the written word, and the Rhema is that same word spoken in Revelation, or as Yahweh's oracle. The return of Christ cannot be far off now, my friends. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. If I say that enough, you're going to remember it. Amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Hallelujah. Get right and get ready. Brother Eddie from Kansas and Sister Stella from Wisconsin obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them, Lord. Meet their every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven, verse 52. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. One world religion and world peace. The false prophet will not only head up the one world economic system, where you cannot buy or sell without the mark of the beast, but the false prophet will also head up the coming one world religion. Are you ready for the coming one world religion? Are you ready for the coming one world economic system and the coming one world religion? My. It's coming, and it won't be long. Who is this false prophet? Nobody really knows yet, just like nobody knows who the Antichrist is. But I tell you the truth, I heard one very popular so-called Christian commentator on the radio, and what he's trying to put together could either be the one world religion or the beginnings of it, and somebody else will take it over. You're wondering who I'm talking about, aren't you? It was Glenn Beck. He said there were 1,000 pastors coming to the Texas stadium down there, football stadium, from all over the world. My. Don't you know Glenn Beck's a Mormon? Don't you know the Mormons are going to save the United States by saving the Constitution? My. Oh, there's so much more to say about that, but you wouldn't believe me anyway. Most of you, anyway. Some of you do. Continuing. Rick Warren claims Islam critics are non-Christians. Saddleback Church warns about people who say hateful things about Muslims. Rick Warren, quote, well, some of those folks probably aren't really Christians. 1 John 4:20 says, if anyone says I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. Watchman comment. That stupid statement of Warren's stems from his worldly, apostate, unbiblical belief that all men are brothers, and I rebuke him. Mark chapter 3, verse 35, and Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother. Do Muslims do Yahweh's will? No, they do not. They serve Allah, a false satanic god, who orders all killed who do not serve Islam. Mr. Warren, you are a fake and a deceiver who accepts those who worship falsely like yourself. Amen. You cannot love a Muslim without telling him the truth about Islam. It is satanic. And you cannot love a Muslim without getting him saved. That's Christianity. Even if you give him the best of dinners, you have not loved him for a second. Those who love Muslims will tell them that Muhammad is a false prophet. If you do this in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Warren, your head would be chopped off. Muhammad, who came 600 years after Jesus, is a thief and a robber. And if you preach this stuff, so are you. Continuing. UN to propose planetary regulations of water and food. An environmental report issued by an agency of the United Nations has some critics sounding the alarm, saying it is a clarion call for global governance over how the Earth is managed. The report, 21 Issues for the 21st Century, from the United Nations Environmental Program Foresight Process, is the accumulation of a two-year deliberative process involving 22 core scientists. Watchman comment, this New World Order is marching on. But I've got news for the New World Order, so is God's kingdom. Hallelujah, amen. Continuing. Euthanasia squads offer death by delivery. A highly controversial mobile euthanasia program was launched recently in the Netherlands by sending six specialized roving medical teams door-to-door to help patients end their lives free of charge in their own homes. Watchman comment. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned you this was coming. How soon will it be before this sick mindset finds its way all through Europe and then maybe to Canada first and then America? My. Think that's not possible? Listen to this. U.S. Abomination, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told the House panel that a reduction in the number of human beings born in the United States will compensate employers and insurers for the cost of complying with a new HHS Homeland Security mandate that will require all health care plans to cover sterilizations and all FDA-approved contraceptives, including those that cause abortions. The reduction in the number of pregnancies compensates for the cost of contraception, Sebelius said. Watchman comment, I warned long ago this would start with aborting human babies first, then go on to killing senior citizens, considered no longer any use to society. And I also warned that the world elite wanted to reduce the world's population up to 90%. Do you believe me now? Continuing. 666 end days scenario. That means this is kind of a story. Cities blacked out for up to a year, $2 trillion of damage, with a 1 in 8 chance of solar megastorm by 2014. Experts explore the worst that could happen if Earth is hit by the same force as the worst recorded solar storm in history, 1859's Carrington event. It would be devastating. Magnetic force would disrupt global communications, take out power sources, with huge financial consequences. The sun is entering a two-year period of increased activity now, with a peak due before 2014. Watchman comment, if you are experiencing difficulties hearing signs, it is not my fault, nor is it WWCR's. It may be due to sunspot, sun flares, or earthly storms. There's a lot of them happening right now. And last week, we got in between the two biggest ones. So, I hope you all heard the program. God bless you. Oh, and by the way, you can hear the program over again if you have a lot of static or you can't hear it with storms, sunspots, and sun flares. If you have a computer connected to the internet, go to www.signsradio.com. That's SIGNSRADIO.COM, all one word. If you don't have a computer, you can go to a library. They have free use computers there, and the librarian will help you. Just write that address down, signsradio.com. It's not all that hard, and you can listen right there free at the library. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. U.S. states must choose Sharia law or constitution. A pro-national defense activist says the recent decision by Pennsylvania Judge Mark Martin to throw out an assault charge against a Muslim man based on Sharia law is the perfect illustration of why states must enact statutes banning foreign law from American jurisprudence. Actually, there are 51 cases in American courtrooms where Islamic law was considered above, did you hear that? Above the Constitution of the United States. My, what blasphemy! Especially in domestic law and in family law, and that's simply unacceptable. 20 states are currently looking at ALAC, American Laws for American Courts, and it is expected 6 states will pass ALAC this year. Watchman comment, pray that all American states will pass that law. Continuing. U.S. plans to legally justify targeted killings of Americans. The Obamanation administration is set to offer legal backing for the targeted killing of American citizens suspected of involvement in terrorist activities against the United States overseas. The underpinning legal principles of the issue was discussed by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder at Northwestern University School of Law in Chicago. Watchman comment. Oh, sure, I believe they're going to apply this only to activities overseas, don't you? My. Lie upon lie. Continuing. Agenda 21, Full Spectrum Domination. The peace-loving tree-huggers at the UN have devised a plan for the world. The friendly folks at the UN's Department for Sustainable Development have a master plan for all of us, you and me included. Agenda 21 is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which there are human impacts on the environment. So let's see if we understand this correctly. A plan of action, got that, to be taken globally, okay, got that. Everyone must participate. Oh, boy, I don't want that. I don't know about you. My. In every area in which human impacts on the environment. Yep, that covers everyone and everything in the entire world. It's a warm, fuzzy way to take over the world. Group hug anyone? My, oh, my. Continuing. Detroit mother, Shingle Kinney, is probably wishing she had done something as her 14-year-old daughter was recently administered no less than 4 vaccines, including HPV, without her knowledge or consent. The mother is angry with everybody over this turn of events, particularly since she specifically signed a document indicating that medical treatment must never be administered to her daughter without her consent. Kenny's daughter developed a rash all over her body as a result of the poison forcefully injected into her body and had to miss several days of school as a result. Watchman comment, she was actually lucky. Some are paralyzed, some get very, very sick, and some even die. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman now? These vaccines are dangerous. Continuing. Obama started the endgame in Cairo on March 6, 2012. Everything Barack Hussein Obama said in Cairo is biblical. Just before the true Jewish Messiah returns, there shall be a false Messiah put up in the temple in Jerusalem. He will tell us that all faiths lead to the same God. Obama said, among other things, that Islam is a part of America, that the Quran is a holy book, and that Israel is a stumbling block towards the world peace. But the rest of his message was an invitation to join him in preparing the way for the final Antichrist. Muhammad did not defeat death. Muhammad went to hell after he died. In Islam, the God of the Quran, whose name is Allah, does not have a son. So what is the Obamanation's abominable next move? The world has been deceived by many Christian leaders to believe Barack Hussein Obama is a Christian. He is not. He is a Muslim, or at least a communist Muslim. You take your pick. Continuing. Scientists see rise in tornado creating conditions. When at least 80 tornadoes ramped across the United States from the Midwest to the Gulf of Mexico, it was more than is typically observed during the entire month of March. According to some climate scientists, such earlier than normal outbreaks of tornadoes, which typically peak in the spring, will become the norm as the planet warms. As spring moves up a week or two, tornado season will start in February instead of waiting for April. Watchman comment, a week or two? My. February is 6 to 8 weeks early, fulfilling this prophecy. I spoke on Saturday, April 30th, 2011.
Yea, saith God, as I have told you through my prophet, the tornadoes have moved out of their places and have become stronger, as I said. Now I say unto you, tornadoes will form. At times they should not form, and in places they should not be, even as I have spoken. Heed them, for they are a warning to you, saith God.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering, as there is a need to be able to pay the radio bills for March. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up, cannot be seen, through the envelope, then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen. If you want to be anonymous, just leave off your return address. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write sign, spelled SIGNSPO, box 122, town is Lisle, spelled LISLE, New York, abbreviate that just NY, zip code in the US of A, 13797. That will repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in a very unfree world of today. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Marks of a false preacher. Numerous New Testament passages warn believers of false teachers who are already in the church or who are yet to come. We would be wise to review their characteristics from the Bible. Some may pay attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, forbidding marriage, and advocate abstaining from foods. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of godliness though they have denied its power. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 2 through 5. These people are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth and also oppose the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 7 and 8. In the last hours these false teachers went out from us, but they were not really of us. 1 John chapter 2 verse 19. They are liars, denying that Jesus is the Christ, making them an antichrist. 1 John chapter 2 verse 22. There will be many deceivers who have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. 2 John 7. These certain persons have crept in unnoticed, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 4. Lastly, 2 John chapter 8, verses 8 through 11, King James Version. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any of you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your home, neither bid him Godspeed. Lastly, 2 John verse 11. For he that bideth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all or call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
Now, Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. You're the only way, you're the truth and the life. Clothe me in your righteousness. Remove the stain of these garments that are unfit before you. Cleanse me. Make me clean. Make me white. Make me pure. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Fox. I sure appreciate that. I pray that what you had to say touched hearts all around the world. And if you heeded what Pastor Fox had to say, and you asked the Lord into your heart, give me a call or write me a letter. I'd sure appreciate it. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in, frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern, this coming Wednesday night. Attention, on or around March 26, WWCR will change frequencies from 5070 to 9350. The first program affecting Signs will be March 28, 9350. For more daily news in text form like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the Visitors Forum news link to go to my other website. There is so much posted there weekdays on the Visitors Forum page that there was no time on tonight's program. That's signsradio.com. All one word. Oh, and by the way, there are pictures there daily you cannot see on the radio. No computer? Libraries have free use computers, and the librarians will help you. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Can you think of a way to bless me back? Here is the address again, more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, NY 13797.
Yes, Brother Johnson, excellent program tonight. Northwestern Ohio, Saturday, the 10th, I think. Anyway, Maranatha. And don't forget to turn the clock back.
You were right, my brother. It was the 10th. Maranatha. And thanks a lot for that heads up on the clocks.
Hi, Brother Johnson, KC9MOB in the Mississippi Sound, south of Biloxi in Mississippi. You're 30 over S9, sounding real good on Saturday night on 4840. Bye, Maranatha.
Thanks, brother. Really appreciated that call, 30 over 9. My, 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 what an awesome signal down there in Biloxi. Hallelujah. Maranatha, my friend.
Hi, give me a call in from Northwest Michigan. Listen to your shortwave 4840, loud and clear. Maranatha, God bless you.
Maranatha, my friend, thanks for the call. Well, last Saturday night, we heard from Binghamton, New York, Northwest Ohio, Mississippi south of Biloxi, and Northwest Michigan. Where are we being heard tonight? Please give me a call. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. I only have one line. Just tell me your state and how well you heard the program. Please hold your longer calls until a half hour later after the program ends, so as many as possible can call in right now. Thanks. I appreciate it. God bless you. Here's a number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends. I sure appreciate you being with me on the radio tonight. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. I love you. Maranatha. The Lone Watchman on the air. Watchman's shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.